Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Losing your mind. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The disappearance of President John F. Kennedy's brain from the National Archives in 1966 remains one of the most perplexing mysteries linked to his assassination. Initially preserved after his autopsy in 1963, JFK's brain was meant to aid in future research regarding his fatal injuries. However, in 1966, it was discovered to be missing from the National Archives, sparking various theories about who might have taken it and why.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This sounds conspiratorial, to be sure.
Can't blame people.
No, I mean, it's all set up to become something crazy. Also, I want to know why they had their brain to study it for future assassination attempt. Why are they keeping this brain?
I thought it was to investigate what may have happened. How much stuff do you have in there?
Just the brain. Well, you'd think forensically you would want clothing in the body. You'd want like the rest, the car, you know, you'd want more than just a human brain.
But you'd think that whatever you have in this National Archive, there's probably a lot of important stuff, but this might be up there.
Yeah. Yeah. A former president's assassinated brain.
I mean, they're guaranteed there are things there that are subjectively less important that are still there, accounted for, documented, signed in, signed out. But this is, and it's like 3 years later, which is, I don't know how much time things take. And it's just, where is it?
Yeah, it's also not like a piece of paper, like a document. You know, it's a brain. So I would imagine it's not the easiest thing to smuggle out.
And it's not like a brain bank where there's like so many brains.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, got lost with some of the other brains.
Yeah, I would imagine there's...
How many brains are there?
I would say tops five.
Yeah.
Five. But that's tops.
Yeah.
Tops.
And this has got to be probably one of the more important ones.
Oh, yeah. What other brain you got in there?
Following JFK's assassination on November 22nd, 1963, a complex autopsy was conducted, resulting in the preservation of his brain and other tissue samples. The brain was placed in a steel container and moved to the National Archives as part of the official medical evidence under the supervision of Robert Kennedy, the president's brother. Well, that turned out.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's the problem.
That's when people talk about conspiracies, and I'm, you know, I'm not super conspiratorial. Not that I don't think it can't, but that's not my very first thought. You can't blame people for being like, what?
I mean, you think he took that brain, he like buggled it up in his car and just like drove.
And Kennedys and cars are not a good thing
not
either.
Not good at all.
In October 1966, it was discovered that the container was missing, along with other materials from the autopsy, leading to an investigation that ultimately yielded no resolution.
Who's investigating?
It's like you're investigating yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
The people that were in charge of losing it checked, and they're like, we don't know what happened.
It ain't here. Huh. That's wild.
One theory suggests that Robert Kennedy or someone on his behalf may have removed the brain and related materials to prevent future public scrutiny. This theory aligns with the notion that the Kennedy family was highly protective of JFK's legacy, fearing that the evidence might prompt unnecessary or sensationalized public analysis. That didn't help.
No. Also, how protective of their legacy are the Kennedys at this point?
I don't know. It's still one of the most talked about presidents. And as far as conspiracies and unanswered questions, has got to be the top of the list. Let's take a break.
Have you ever heard about the woman who woke up in a cold sweat like she just had a nightmare, but she knew what she saw while she was sleeping was more than just a bad dream? Or the violinist who disappeared from the orchestra pit in front of thousands of people in the audience? What about when a mark left behind at a crime scene led investigators to wonder if there were devil-worshipping occultists prowling their rural community? Well, the Mr. Ballin podcast, Strange, Dark, and Mysterious Stories, is nothing but these kinds of stories. Each episode is meticulously crafted to keep you hanging on every word until the final chilling twist. And well, each episode is strange, dark, and mysterious. Seriously, the host, Mr. Ballin, has this unique ability to keep listeners balanced on the edge of life and death with just a dash of excitement like I've never heard before. Follow Mr. Ballin podcast, Strange, Dark, and Mysterious Stories on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Prime members can listen early and ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Some theorists propose that the brain was taken to hide evidence that could challenge the official findings of the Warren Commission. These theories propose that examining the brain more closely can reveal clues that might contradict the lone gunman conclusion regarding Lee Harvey Oswald. Another explanation is the simple mismanagement or potential theft. Given the high-profile nature of the case and the controversial nature of the evidence, it's conceivable that the brain could have been accidentally misplaced or stolen by someone wishing to possess a significant piece of history. I absolutely buy that it could have gotten stolen. Probably more than anything. And if it was stolen, is it kind of an inside job, too?
Yeah, here's something controversial that I'll say. I bet a lot of things get stolen from the National Archives that are obviously not as important as this, but, like, you know, we don't quite care about as much and are not obviously.
I guess you can either take it for your own personal perverse or whatever, or it's like, can I sell this?
Yeah, and, like, the bureaucracy, it's like, I don't know, stuff is sitting there for long enough. It's not like people are, like, checking on it every day to make sure it's there. This is 3 years later, you know? Like, and also, why are they not investigating, like, right after? Why they're just keeping it around in case, what, something else pops up?
There's a long weekend.
Oh, okay.
The brain's disappearance has contributed to the persistence of alternative theories around JFK's assassination. It's believed that forensic analysis could provide additional insight into the trajectory of the bullets that struck Kennedy. Some believe that without the brain, a full and definitive account of the assassination may never be possible. The official brain photographs are not available to the public. All that's available is a tracing of one of them. There's a link in the show notes.
Like a projector, someone, like a hand tracing, a hand-traced brain? That's all? This is insane. This is actually truly insane.
Another conspiracy theory says because the government wants to hide the fact that he was shot from the front and not the back, and that this brain sample would show that.
But I want to say it's 3 years later. Was someone just stalling on this investigation and then it was gone?
The Warren Commission findings didn't come out till much later, right? I forget when those came out.
I'm not sure, they didn't come out. I'm just suspicious of like the pressing urgency to look into this brain and then it not happening for years and then it disappearing.
A scientist who performed the autopsy as well as the woman who processed the photos both say that the autopsy photos in the National Archives are nothing like what they performed and processed. And there's a NPR article that goes along with it.
Oh, that's pretty legitimate.
There are so many things, and I feel like probably, like, why wasn't everything up and out there by 1964? It's probably like, what are we doing with this information? How long can we wait? Because now information is so, you can get your hands on it. Back then, it's just like you get what you get.
Yeah.
And all you can do is speculate for years and years. And I feel like the Warren Commission, it took a little bit for that to even come out. So I really feel like there is at least some, whether it's just optics or something.
I mean, it looks very bad. It looks really suspicious, right? Like it just does. Depending on what the truth of the matter is, almost doesn't matter. The mishandling of this is almost more egregious and like conversation provoking than the truth of it in a way. I just hope that brain is on some crazy adventure, you know?